This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023, and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 come into force from today. The Government of India has had regular meetings with states and union territories, and they are fully geared up in terms of technology, capacity building and awareness generation to implement the new criminal laws. As the new criminal laws laid emphasis on technology in investigation, trial and court proceedings, National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB, has made 23 functional modifications in the existing crime and criminal tracking networks and systems, CCTNS, application. It is also providing technical assistance to the states and UTs for seamless transition to the new system. To implement the new criminal laws, training at the police and investigating authorities have been done for a smooth transition into the system. Discussions and in-depth analysis have been covered through new bulletins, programs and discussions and social media platforms of Doordarshan and Akashvani, public awareness flyers, interaction programs, informational websites, ministerial level webinars have also been held. Additionally, mandatory inclusion of course modules in school and higher education institutes are also some of the steps taken. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday expressed gratitude to the people for reiterating their faith in the constitution and the democratic systems of the country. Addressing the nation in his first Mann Ki Baat program after the general elections on Akashvani last morning, the Prime Minister highlighted that the 2024 Lok Sabha elections were the biggest in the world, in which 65 crore people cast their votes. Mr. Modi spoke about the special campaign launched on World Environment Day this year, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam. He appealed to people to plant a tree along with their mothers or in their mother's name. Touching upon the subject of yoga, the Prime Minister said that the whole world celebrated the 10th International Day of Yoga with enthusiasm. He stated that new records are being made every year as the observance of Yoga Day is progressing. The Prime Minister stated that the Paris Olympics will begin this month. He said that certain things will be witnessed in the Paris Olympics for the very first time. He also said that the entire nation is rooting for the players to bring home medals. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani, in Doha yesterday. They reviewed the bilateral relationship focusing on political, trade, investment, energy, technology, culture and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues. Dr. Jaishankar appreciated Mr. Al Thani's sharing insights on the Gaza situation. The External Affairs Minister said, is looking forward to further enhancing India-Qatar relations and continuing dialogue on the issues of mutual interest. India has initiated an anti-dumping probe pertaining to glass fiber imports from China, Thailand and Bahrain following a complaint from a domestic player. If confirmed, anti-dumping duties can be imposed. Directorate General of Trade Remedies, DGTR, initiated the anti-dumping investigation based on the evidence submitted by the applicant concerning the dumping of the product. The DGTR is the Commerce Ministry's investigation arm and can recommend imposing anti-dumping duties on the imports. However, that final decision is taken by the Finance Ministry. In Manipur, Governor Anusuya Uiki has appealed to all stakeholders to cooperate to resolve the ongoing crisis in the state and restore peace and tranquility. Speaking at the Children Theatre Workshop in Imphal yesterday, she said that every section of the society has been affected by the present situation in the state. She said that steps to resolve the crisis have been taken and some tangible result will be seen in the near future. The governor also interacted with 120 displaced children along with their guardians and distributed certificates for their participation in various events during the workshop. In women's test cricket, visitors South Africa will resume their second innings on day 4 of one-off test match against India at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this morning. South Africa were 232 for 2 at stumps yesterday. They are still trailing by 105 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.